This is RSB and the Update, episode 130, recorded live on Thursday, December 13th, 2007. The wilderness is dead. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update, episode 130. Coming down the tubes right now, the pipe that we call the RSBNB Update oil pipeline. No, I guess we're not carrying oil, are we, Brad?
Do you make some reference to tubes at the start of every show?
Yeah. It's just after.
It gets a little old. And you have to move on to new material.
It's just that we all know the internet is a series of tubes, so why not, you know?
If you believe was it Ted Stevens?
Yes, Ted Stevens.
What an asshole.
So please, tell everyone what today is, what the significance of today is.
Today is the 13th of December. It's 12 days before Christmas. The birthday of, Prince Nicholas of Belgium. I'm just trying to, you know, away from the point of saying it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's Brad's birthday, so everyone can wish him a happy birthday.
They all did that in the sunbook.
Yes, they
did. It's my 47th birthday.
Apparently,
I sound and look awfully good for my age.
Oh boy, I'm just trying to stall because we got lots to talk about this week. RuneScape updates.
If we have lots to talk about, why would you stall? You would need to stall if we had nothing to speak about.
Because it's gonna hurt.
So what do you want? What's gonna hurt?
What do you want to start with, anyways?
What's gonna hurt?
Having to talk about all this.
Having to talk to me for an hour.
No,
sorry,
no, no. We're talking about the mass genocide of the wilderness and the piers, which is a good thing, but...
Mass genocide. Yes, all the angsty 12-year-olds killed themselves when Jagex ruined the game.
So what do you want to start with?
Natural selection in progress.
Wilderness changes in Bounty Hunter,
Clan Wars.
So, let's just pretend today was a normal day, hey?
It wasn't a normal day, it was
my
birthday.
Well, okay, well, let's pretend let's pretend Monday was a normal day then, or Tuesday was a normal day, with the updates. And Bounty Hunter and Clan Wars came out, and you were still able to PK everywhere in the wilderness, so...
Except for the fact that Teleblock was removed.
Yes, that does throw a bit of a wrench in things, doesn't it? I mean, a wrench...
replaced with the most utterly useless, you know, spell ever to teleport your target in a duel. Really? I mean, you know, what were they smoking when they came up with that idea? Crack, probably. I mean, come on. I mean, I remember when I went for 85 magic. It must have been over a year ago now. Specifically for teleport.
I was going for 85 magic when we played that joke on the guy in the Mage Guild.
And why were you going for 85? For Teddy Block?
Yeah.
Exactly, see? And they just took the bloody spell out of the game. Assholes.
Okay. So
Andrew Gower ruined my life. Mm. I hate him.
So what do you think?
Stupid change.
Do you like Bounty Hunter?
The idea is like some sort of retarded hybrid of the Duel Arena and PKing. Because it's not quite the Duel Arena, because you don't really get to choose who you duel. But it is sort of, you're limited to where you can go, and you're also limited as to who you can fight. So this sort of, I think it's like the retarded child of Andrew and Paul Gower. That's what you get when you inbreed people.
I was thinking that this is more like that game, the ship I was talking about last week.
Oh, for God's sake, I think you're obsessed with this game.
I haven't bought it, but it looks good.
Ooh, it's a bit of chocolate cake on my keyboard.
Oh, you had cake tonight. That's good.
Mm-hmm. In a second, just gonna.
Okay, he's okay, cleaning off his keyboard.
Okay, I'm good. Let's go.
Okay, so basically, what you do is you go into this little roundish area, and then, well, it's basically the equivalent of PKing before. So, but it's definitely not PKing. It's a dangerous game, meaning you can lose your items if you can. Go in there, and they have the new Bounty Hunter skull. Have you seen it?
Is it like green, isn't it?
No, it's red.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I must be colorblind.
No, maybe. Well, that's not good.
Or
you
I just
get
don't
that
know
checked
what the hell
out.
I'm speaking about.
But, I don't know. Like, I think it would be a decent idea if it still kept the original wilderness intact, but I really don't think it's a substitute for being able to go wild in the wilderness, you know? Because isn't... What?
That sounds like some X-rated movie.
Oh.
Wild in the wilderness.
Okay, you don't need to do that.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Do. It's fine.
No.
And also, you forgot to mention how they put those monsters in the wilderness.
Yes. Which they're not really that... what's the word?
Yeah, but the retarded thing that I didn't realize is... I'm pretty sure about this. I'm not 100% sure. I could be wrong. But if you're in level, I don't know, 20 wilderness and you're level 80, you wouldn't be able to attack a level 106 monster. The wilderness level rules still apply, I think, with monsters.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too, so...
That's retarded.
Yeah.
It's so it doesn't count 20 of the others, because, so, I mean, what, the king, isn't the King Black... Oh, the King Black Dragon isn't in the wilderness specifically.
It's in the underground dungeon thing, so...
Yeah, I was going to make a quip there, but I didn't think about it, and it was completely crap.
Yeah, there's actually different colored skulls, apparently. One for the amount of coins you're carrying, so... I don't know. It might be... As I said, it might be decent if the original wilderness was still there, but not anymore, so... I don't know. Would you go play Bounty Hunter?
I'd play Bounty Hunter if Andrew Gower goes and kills himself.
I don't think that's going to happen, because this is a game for little kids.
Well, no, not
kids.
Like, you know, like on camera or something.
Oh.
I just, like, compromise. I will play your game, Andrew Gower, if you hang yourself.
Okay, Clan Wars?
I didn't read much about this, so I don't know.
I don't know. Basically, the way I understand it is it's a combined area where you can put two clans, one together, and go poof, poof, poof. And the ones
I didn't
that
think
are,
they had guns in RuneScape.
No, that's just my hands moving together. Poof, poof, poof.
Wow, your hands sound like guns.
No, that's not guns, actually.
What is it?
That's like swords clashing together, you know?
Okay, let's just do a quick vote in TeamSpeak. Who thinks that sounds like swords, and who thinks that sounds like a gun? Like a gun shooting. Say guns or swords. Swords. See, guns. Alex is saying swords to agree with you because he hates me. Guns. See, told you. I'm right, you're wrong.
God.
Let's move on.
Apparently, to begin a clan war, you can right-click someone's names on a member in another clan. You're able to challenge them and declare your intention of starting a clan war. In the same way you challenge them when dueling a person. If the person you challenge is also a captain or higher in the active clan, they will have the option to accept, so... That's how that works. I don't know, like,
We should battle RuneHQ.
I don't think that would be a wise idea, because they have more members than us.
They also have more fried chicken. Have you seen how fat their members are?
What? What do you... I don't know what
don't
you're
worry,
talking about.
Don't worry, nobody from RuneHQ is listening to this.
Maybe, you never know.
They're all fatties over there.
I was going to think that say that you were that we should start a RSB&B war in the clan wars section. Would anybody like to do that one day? Do a RSB&B clan wars? I don't know.
If the game isn't dead by then.
I think it might. Might live, you know?
It'll live because of all the stupid little 12-year-olds who didn't really experience the game before the update, so don't know any better.
King of the Koopas, which is somebody, says mods versus everyone else.
Mods would lose, because
yes,
suck.
Definitely. Anyways, in the war
and
phase...
And because we've got Shane on our team, that's a major handicap.
No. I'm the one with the extra powerful magic spells.
Yeah, tell you to bounty hunter target or whatever.
No, the concussive charge that makes you lose your items.
Yeah, but we still got you. That's a major handicap.
Oh, God. So in the war phase, once the timer has reached zero, the magical wall dividing the arena will gradually sink into the earth, allowing the clan war to begin. The arena will be sealed when the fighting commences. Anyone entering the battle after the battle has begun will be placed in the viewing area to watch the fight. If you're not in a clan, when you enter the portal, you'll be asked to type the name of one of your friends who is currently in a clan war. You will then be teleported into the viewing area and allowed to view the war.
That's quite a good idea, but...
Like, both of these updates have potential, you know?
It's just a shame they completely raped the rest of the game.
It's like using a nuclear bomb to dismantle a resistance organization, or on this one Star Trek episode when the Borg destroying millions.
I can't hear you. You are not saying anything.
I'll just edit you out.
No, it's you can't. This is a live show. You can't edit me.
It's like when the Borg Queen was destroying thousands of Borg vessels in order to get rid of Unimatrix Zero. Or at the end of Star Trek Deep Space Nine when the Dominion started murdering Cardassians. So, you know? Like, you know
I
what
think I speak... Nobody cares.
God. Okay. What about these high scores
Look, you start talking about Star Trek, two people leave.
That was Mushroom Queen. She had to go, and Gonja had to go, take his dog
the last thing
for
he
a walk.
Said was Star Trek equals boo. Well done. Well done.
Oh, God. Okay, but take a look at the Bounty Hunter high scores, will you?
Okay.
First, look at the Rogues.
Rogues is a class in World of Warcraft.
Oh, really? That's nice to know.
No, it's not, Shane. You sound completely uninterested by it.
I am interested. But basically what I'm saying is that a good chunk of the people on the Rogues list are peers and tanks, you know? But if you look over to the regular Bounty Hunter list, they're all peers. Look at that, Well, one's not. Okay.
Are these how many kills they've got or something?
I don't know. But they're like... never mind. Yeah, but there's like a few peers on this list, so what are they complaining about, you know?
There were a lot more Bounty Hunter Rogues than there are actual
Bounty Hunters. Yeah, because it's easier just to kill anyone compared to killing the person you're assigned to kill, you know?
Guess so.
Yeah. What would you do?
Kill anyone. No, I just wouldn't play. I'd hit log out and go do something worthwhile with my time.
Sit and cry in a corner?
That would be more worthwhile.
What about the gravestones?
Oh, that's just a complete waste of money.
I'm going to get one of the 50k ones, either Armadale or, I don't know, Armadale probably. Or that one that looks like an outhouse, like a restroom, you know? Like a porta-potty.
Why would you want one that looked like a porta-potty?
So someone can go in there when I'm, like, dead and...
Hang on a minute. Are you saying you want somebody to urinate on your grave?
Oh, no, definitely not. I'm just saying it's a good place to hide.
Well, no, you just said I want the one that looks like a porta potty, so people can go in there when I'm dead.
Yeah, to visit me.
To urinate
on
you.
And have
a
seat.
That's what you said, Shane.
No.
Yes, you did, Shane. Don't take it back.
No, I...
You have really sick fantasies. You know that.
What? Don't be like that. Which one would you buy?
I wouldn't buy any of them, because they're all a waste
Angel
of money.
Angel of Death for 500k?
No, that's a bit... No, they're all a waste of money.
Can I have 50k?
No.
Okay. Trade and drop changes. This really threw a wrench into our drop party things, you know?
Because,
remember me and you tested that, me and you tested a drop thing and it didn't really happen, so...
Oh, yeah. When you dropped that ammo. I was standing there for like 20 minutes, like, has it dropped yet? No. Has it dropped yet? No. Has it dropped yet?
I dropped
my
Santa hat.
No, you didn't, you lie.
What did I drop then?
A U-seed, because you told me. See, it doesn't really work.
Yeah, so in regards to that, we'll have more on that later, but it's too bad that they had to nerf it like that. Like the drops, but you can still trade with people for the remainder of this month to give Christmas gifts and return loaned items, eh, Brad?
Yep, so buy all the RuneScape GP while you still can, people.
Yes, you were going to borrow my stuff to do that fire cape, but...
And then not give it back.
And
Shane said he was thinking about announcing that he was going for another 99 skill just to get donations.
I never said that.
Yeah, true story.
No.
And so if Shane suddenly says, you know, I want to get 99 herb lore, donations are welcome. Don't fall for it.
Okay, whatever you say. But I don't know. it's just hard to take in all this dead wilderness. Pierre's dead. Covert trading gone. Can't drop items anymore. I don't know. It's just sad.
Removing the core of the game.
Yeah, really. Like, everything is so intertwined. If you take a look at it from a high level aspect view, you know that everything is intertwined with peak hairs. Like Herblore, for example. Potions, right?
Yeah, and like super sense. As you know, we were talking about the other day, you know, if you remove player killers, then there's not as many people around to buy pots, to buy food, to buy runes.
Fish.
And it has a knockback effect on the economy.
And your fish.
And we're all fucking screwed, in short.
Yeah, we're all screwed. I don't know, you can read more about that at the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
Wow, that's the first blog plug in about a month.
Yeah, it's because Mike
and
told
Shane
me
wrote
I had
novel.
To. Yeah, I did. Because Mike
Shane
told me my numbers are down.
Wow, I have 22 comments on my blog post about RS. And it, like, people seem to be debating each other on it.
That's fun. And that's
how they're completely gone past the point that I made, and they're just like arguing between themselves.
Okay. Okay, so. Do you think it's possible that the economy could crack? I mean, not crack. What's the word I'm looking for? Collapse.
Crash.
There we go. Yes. You think so?
Possibly, but it would obviously take time. So it's going to crash.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking a wait and see approach. I'm just going to be working on my wood cutting. Project Blazing Softwood.
Blazing Hardwood.
Oh, please. Like, yeah, well, we had lots of discussion about this earlier, and I'm not going to go into it again, but the people on TeamSpeak can debate the name all they like. Did you see what JX wrote today on their main page?
No. Was it like, this is our game, and we can do what we want?
No, basically it was like, what's the word? It's a word to try and make the people feel better, but really nothing's changing. It's like appeasement, sort of, you know?
Like, they're saying, what a load of shit.
Like, they're saying
even
they want
to. This week has been one of the toughest ever for everyone involved with RuneScape, it has been tough for so much longer than 1 week. Bots, gold sellers, scammers, these are all problems that both Mr. Gower's checkbook and you have had to put up with.
Yeah, see? So, I don't know. Like, yeah, it was a problem, but I really just don't think it was needed to take it this far, you know? Yeah. But anyways, that's what I gotta say about that. But they're just basically trying to say that they want to work with the players to make Bounty Hunter at Clan Wars the new PKing, practically. That's what they're saying. And they outline their original reasoning in a development diary, which you guys can read at your own convenience. So.
Save it, making Andrew Gower more money.
Yeah.
They actually said that themselves in the development diary, because the development, there was a bit of the development diary where it said, you know, one of the staff members said something like, oh, you would think we make money from the bot accounts because they pay for members, but actually, no, we don't. There, a lot of them are subscribed using defrauded credit cards, and so it costs us money, you know, to resolve those, and we don't actually get any money in return. So they basically said, we don't like it because they're making us lose money.
And
so we're
also
fuck over the game.
They said that they were going to follow this update pattern, even though they were aware some people would quit from it and they would lose money.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Development diaries on runescape.com, but my thoughts on it are at shane.rsbnb.com. So, let's move on to something brighter and happier, shall we?
Brighter and happier.
Well, no. How about, I got a question for you first. Do you think that bots and gold sellers will come back one day?
Of course. They'll always, you know, they'll be finding new ways, because, well, we were talking to Mod Convo the other night, weren't we? And
was that the one that lasted 8 hours?
Possibly. 8.5 hours. And some of the gold sellers apparently aren't they advertising now that they can make the money on your account? You just give them the details, they log in, make you the money, and so no trading is required.
I'd be worried about losing my account.
Yeah, good point, but There is ways around this.
Yeah, so this is only a stopgap measure, and I'll laugh next year if it comes back. So, on to bigger and brighter news. More bank space!
Yay, that really
Eight
makes
slots
for
free-to-play and 32 for members.
Wow. Suddenly everything is okay. I don't hate Jagex. Everything is cool now. Thanks, Jagex. You gave us bank space. No.
Dual Arena made free-to-play?
I don't know. That's probably not a good update. Unless you're one of these, you know, morons who can't fork out three-quarter months to pay for the game. Poach case it. Really good.
Bankpin added to Grand Exchange.
That is good, yes.
Yeah,
that, to be done.
That is something that's good. Like, all these standalone updates had such a potential to enhance the game, but no, they go wreck it, you know? It's just too bad.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, yes, those are our little bits and bytes of updates today. Players Gallery, what's your favorite?
I'm not sure.
Someone made Christmas Hellcat.
I wonder if Mushroom Queens is up there. Remember the one she submitted?
When did she submit it?
She submitted that one with Jagex that was sarcastic, that was like, I can't remember. You remember?
Right, the Christmas card one. Yeah. I don't think they go up that quickly.
That one of the girl in the full dragon and the black cab is quite good.
Hey, there's this really funny one here.
Apart from, I do object to the fact that the author has put RS for the win in the bottom corner. No.
There's this one guy, it says, he's got like a weird, smug-looking face. He says, I met Santa and all I got was a yo-yo. The Christmas surprise.
Ungrateful bastard.
People in the chat say the one with the girl and the dragon and black calf has done well.
It is done well.
It looks like one of those anime pictures. People seem to like drawing those.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I like the one with the snowman. Don't you think? What the hell is Crimbo?
It's British slang for Christmas.
Okay. And that's from English Bear.
English Bear.
Yeah.
I wonder what country he's from.
England.
America, I bet. I'm being sarcastic.
Okay. Are you, what's your favorite?
The dragon full one.
Okay. Another summoning wallpaper. Things are looking brighter already, aren't they?
No.
No. Yeah, you're right. They're not, but I don't know. They're going to keep going with summoning, and they're going to think that's going to make everything okay. You know how that works, eh?
Yeah, summoning will come out, new skill, all the stupid little retards will be happy, and like addicted to RS 12 hours a day, and everything will be fine. Everything will be just fine.
Are you going to play when summoning comes out?
Hell no.
But you have to check it out for the show.
I'll
otherwise,
have to check it out for the show.
Otherwise,
yes,
Are you done?
Yes, quite.
Okay, player submitted polls, numero 8. You take the first question. Unless you don't have it up. Okay, I'll take the first question then.
You take the first question and I will.
Which of those do you use the forums for? Check all those that apply.
To rant against Jagex.
57% as a marketplace. 26% to offer suggestions for the game. 26% to discuss game content. 24% to rant about the game. And that just goes on and on. Oh, but only 15% to compliment Jagex.
The trading thing shouldn't be applicable anymore, should it?
I know, because like the Grand Exchange, who is really going to spend their time trading on the forums, you know? Like, does anybody listening on TeamSpeak still use the forums for trading? Yes or no? Yes or no? Type yes or no, please.
Type yes or no. Type yes or no.
Yeah, see? Huge wave of no's there, so. Yeah, it's too bad. But anyways, what do you say, Brad?
I would say to rant about the game.
Sure. Oh, speaking of ranting, did you notice that one rant topic got moved away so they could technically go out and read it in peace and quiet? Do you really think they're going to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that just a clever ploy to say that, no, we're not reading this, keep ranting, we're not listening?
Jackass would never listen to ranted anyway. I guess it just makes people feel better to actually rant.
Yes. Okay. Question two, Bradley. Bradley.
Hang on a second. My Firefox is being fucking gay.
Use Safari.
Die. Can you take it? I'll do the third.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be a lucky person in RuneScape? 47% say they do not consider myself lucky or unlucky. 35% nope, I'm never lucky. Sobs. 18% say yep, I'm very lucky. I know I'm definitely not lucky, seeing as I've only gotten one dragon plate legs from the metal dragons. That's only been my dragon drop, so
I'd probably say I'm neither lucky nor unlucky.
Okay. But I just seem like sometimes like the luck is never with me, you know? Like,
but sometimes it is.
Like when? Tell me.
I have no idea. Like, I don't know, you
like getting 99 farming?
That's not really luck. That's like begging people to give you money.
No, please, no.
Anyway.
So you've gotten a dragon drop before?
No, I've never gotten a dragon drop.
Okay, well, you and me can sit in the same house then.
How do you, question three. How do you obtain runes? I would say I probably runecraft them.
Well, for me, if I need a large number of them, like a large number of magic runes or something, for instance, I'd go out and buy them. But if I only needed a few oddball runes, like a cosmic rune or something, I'd go craft them myself. But normally I either craft them or buy them from that Ali guy in Alcard.
Oh, yeah, Ali Marcin.
You can get 100 law runes for 30k.
Not bad.
So that's where I get my law runes. But oh, yeah, 5% do not use runes. And another 5% use the assist system. Which is kind of silly anyways, so. Oh, here's a fun question now. What is your favorite sport? What's your favorite sport, Brad?
On that list, let me see. Probably have to be American football, actually. Oh my god, cheerleading is not a sport.
It is, apparently, though.
It may be fun to watch, but it is not a sport.
I was talking to someone, I think it might have been Kelsey, who said last year she had guys on her cheerleading team.
I remember that. I was in that conversation. But cheerleading is not a damn sport.
Do you like golf?
Not anymore. I used to play it when I was younger, but I don't play it as much now.
Boxing?
No, boxing is just fighting.
Running?
Not really. Running is just running.
Rugby?
Rugby is the crappiest sport ever.
Hockey?
You like hockey, don't you? Because you're Canadian.
For me, I said hockey and other because badminton, you know?
Badminton's a gay sport.
Why?
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 It's weird. I've never found badminton fun to watch or play.
Oh, it's just so fun to hit the birdie, you know?
Kind of.
And try and make it go over.
You play badmintons with birds?
Birdie. That's what they're called. Birdies. Those little plastic thingamajigs.
I think that counts as animal abuse, Shane. You could probably go to jail for that.
Oh, please, Brad. Okay.
You're welcome, Shane.
Yeah, that's about it for the poll this week, so there we go.
Well, yeah, that is about it, because there are only four questions, and we've done them all.
Yes, on to listener questions now. I have one that I forgot to stick in. I'll read it right now. Oh, boy, that's interesting. Do you remember if last week we did an audio question?
No. Who's it from?
I had an audio question last week from Alt Mac Daddy.
Oh, yeah, about the, wasn't it about his computer?
I don't know. I'll have to check. But anyways, I'll just move on. But I got one here that's not mentioned on Zviki, so I've read it from my email. Hello, everyone. Just a simple question for any of you. Do any of you exercise? If you do, do you do it periodically? If yes, how much? Also, do you lift weights? Ditto for details. Thanks and Merry Christmas from Saxa Zax. So, Brad?
No, I don't work out.
Yeah, neither do I. There we go.
That was a simple answer, Chris.
Okay. Next question, please.
Okay. This is a two-part question, so we'll answer it part at a time. What would be your future job, or what have you dreamed about becoming? I guess this basically means, what do you want to do when you grow up?
You first.
That's a big if for you, Shane. I guess I'd like to be a scientist. I'd like to...
A chemical engineer?
Yeah, something like that. I'd like to work in...
nerve gas.
Shut up. I'd like
military
to work in
applications?
Shut up. I'm speaking. I'd like to work in the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, so you can make some pills for me to make me better. That's good.
That makes you die.
And then, what's your religion?
I have no religion.
Yeah, same for me on that one.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, that's mean. Stop. Okay.
It's mean. You're being mean. You're being mean.
Okay. Probably something to do with databases or web development or something like that, you know?
All your base are belong to us.
That's not what that means. That's not what that means.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, that was from Jan. For Christmas, I'm getting myself a computer. I'm going to want to play Halo 3 when it comes out on it. What are some good minimum specs for it? From Alt Mac Daddy? No max.
No idea.
Well, for starters, as far as I know, there's no plans to release Halo 3 for PC, is there?
I have no idea. Don't ask me.
I don't think so, because it took forever for Halo 2 to come out, and that needed Vista. So I'm probably going to say that you won't be able to play Halo 3 on that PC. But anyways, ideally what you want for a gaming computer is probably one of the newer NVIDIA 8800 series graphics cards. GT would probably be best when they start coming out. 8800 GT, 2 GB of RAM, Intel CPU, hard drive, doesn't really matter. Main parts are Intel, NVIDIA 8000 series graphics card, and 2 GB of RAM. Do you have anything to say on that, Brad?
No.
Okay, that was from Alt Mac Daddy. Next one.
Okay. Right. What do you guys think about summoning? What do you think the next whip? And what do you think will be the next whip in terms of weapons? Keep up the good work, Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid 7. So, first off, what are our thoughts on summoning? At the moment, I think it sounds a bit lame, personally, but I could be wrong when they bring it out.
Didn't Hunter sound lame when it first came out?
And Hunter was lame.
No, it wasn't. It created the Chinchompa.
Because you can max it out at about level 60, can't you?
No, actually around 70s.
Well, 70, 80, wow.
83 now, actually, with the Dragon Impling. So...
It's a worthless, horrible crap.
I don't know.
Skill.
I'm going to wait to pass judgment on until it comes out. But as for the whip in terms of weapons, I don't know. It's definitely going to probably be from a Slayer thing. Remember when the Dark Bow came out? Everyone thought that was going to be such a... It was only expensive for a few days, and then it went down drastically.
Mm.
And it was basically like the equivalent of a double-barrel shotgun for ranging, because it fired 2 arrows at once.
Why wasn't it so as popular then?
I have no idea. I think it was slow, because it's like a big, big longbow, you know?
Mm.
But in terms of next weapons, I think it's going to be a magic spell.
Magic
is going to come back.
At 94.
No, this one's going to be at like 97 or something. The concussive
What's
charge.
What's it going to be, Shane? What's it going to be,
concussive charge on the conventional magic spell book. It, like, sends them flying backwards and makes them unequip their items and possibly lose them on the ground. Also,
it sounds crap.
Also, it hurts them between 15 and 30.
Damage?
Yes.
Or does it only hurt them if they're between 15 and 30 years old?
No.
15 and 30.
No, 15 and 30 damage. So.
Okay.
That's that. That was from Yu-Gi-Oh! Kids 7. Next one, Brad.
Okay, sorry. Firefox is being faggy tonight, anyway. Knowing that the 32-bit version of Windows recognizes up to 4 gigabyte, usually 3.5 or less of RAM, is it worth it to upgrade to the max if possible?
That's from PFK99s.
PFK99s.
Yes. So, Brad, what do you think the answer is?
I have no idea, Shane.
Just take a wild guess.
No, Shane, I'm not.
Just take a wild guess. For fun.
Yes. But yes, it is worth it.
No, it's not.
Oh, fuck you.
Not on a 32-bit version anyways. Because that maximum address space on a 32-bit operating system is only 32 bits, which is 4 gigabytes. Then you got to take into account that this memory has to go to the graphics card. So say you have a 512 megabyte graphics card, it would only recognize 3.5 gigabytes of RAM. If you have a 256 megabyte graphics card, it will only recognize, what, 3.7, 3.8 gigabytes of that RAM. So it's really not worth it to have more than two on a 32-bit operating system, because if you go to up to three, then you have the non-dual channeled RAM, which isn't as fast and might cause some issues speed-wise. So I'd say two is the best, unless you want to go up to 64. Then you could go to 4 gigabytes or even 8 gigabytes or 16 gigabytes, but I wouldn't say it's worth it on a 32-bit OS. If you look at the two summoning development diaries at the pictures closely, you will notice a cup in each picture, both with what appears to be a quarter of some logo. Do you think this will be the new summoning icon? Now, I got to look this up, because I looked on the development diary before, and I never noticed anything. Did you?
Yeah, I've not seen that either.
Let me see. Development.
Maybe they would have slipped something in there to try and...
Maybe.
You know.
Just maybe.
It is possible. I think we must...
We must take a look at this. So, a cup. Oh, yeah, there's the cup on the desk. In part one. In part two, there's another cup. Oh, possibly. Oh, I know what the logo's going to be. They're going to rip off the Firefox logo. With the blue circle and then like an animal on it or something. Don't you think? Take a look.
Possibly, but I don't see why they would.
Also, is this what you look like when you're at your computer?
Oh, for the love of God.
I bet this is what Brad looks like when he's at his computer.
I bet I'm going to kill you. Why does it take an age to load up? Why does everything need to... Anyway. Oh, no. That's not me. I don't wear... I don't know. I don't even have... No. Just no. Okay? Just no.
Okay.
Oh, Shane.
Yeah, but that's an interesting idea about the summoning icon, and that was from Skate Ilkley. Next one, Brad.
Idea. Right. I plan on getting a Mac for myself, and I was wondering what would be the best type of Mac for me to get. I mostly need it for Photoshop editing, video editing, music editing, coding websites. Any specific Macs? No notebooks. I don't want the iBook. Also, what are your last names? You don't have to tell me if you want to keep it classified. Shane won't tell you. No fucking way. No way in a million years would Shane ever say his second name.
And that's from Zach.
I will happily say my middle name. I will say my middle name every damn show if you want.
What is it?
Middle name? Sorry, I meant last name.
Oh.
Will you say your last name?
No.
Oh, come on, Shane. It's such a common
name. No, that's
name.
Okay. I don't want to.
Okay.
Brad's full name is Bradley Wilhelm Woodward.
My middle name is not Wilhelm, you moron. I don't have a middle name. I really don't.
Okay.
Get it, Shane? But yeah, my last name is Woodward. As anybody who knows my RuneScape name will probably have guessed.
So for a Mac, yeah, basically if you don't want a notebook and a Mac Mini wouldn't be powerful enough for that, your only real choice is the iMac, because, well, unless you're made of gold, you could get the Mac Pro, but that's like, what, $3,000 Canadian just for the basic configuration, so probably the iMac, any one of them is good. Just configure it based on what you want. Just make sure it has 2 gigabytes of RAM, which I think most of them do if I remember my specs correctly, but a 24-inch screen would be nice.
Well, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, iMac would be the best one to get. Yeah, they all come with a... Oh, no. You'd probably want to upgrade it to 2 gigabytes of RAM. Hey, look at this. There's this new cartoon ad. Let me play it.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're in sleep mode.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows when you've been bad or good, so buy a PC and not a Mac this holiday season or any other time, for goodness sake. Oh, come on. Oh, what? What? I thought those were the lyrics. I mean, that's how I learned it.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Those adverts are becoming steadily and steadily more annoying until I want
it's
to
kill
whoever created them.
It's great.
You just love them because you're a Mac fanboy.
No, I'm not. I don't go to Apple events or have any Apple t-shirts or anything.
Yeah, you do. You have an Apple t-shirt.
No, I don't.
You're wearing it right now.
No,
I
don't.
You have a picture of Steve Jobs' face on it.
Oh, speaking of pictures, somebody gave me 60 mil before this episode. I was going to do video of this show, but I guess not.
You would never have done it anyway.
Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't, though.
Yes, I would have.
And anyways, how would they have seen video through TeamSpeak, smart ass?
Well, I could set it up through a third-party server like called Ustream or something like that.
Called You Lie.
No.
You Lie.
God.
Lie!
So yeah, iMac upgraded to 2 gigabytes of RAM and you'll be great.
I keep toying with the idea.
Of what? Getting an iMac?
I keep toying with the idea of getting a laptop for college work, but I don't know.
It's a good thing to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I could, but I don't know. I'm trying to make a sound. Yeah.
Okay.
You know who I blame?
Who?
Shane.
Oh, please. So what are your thoughts on Mechscape from Ren?
I don't really know anything about Mechscape.
Basically, it's going to be JAGX's Java sci-fi RPG game, which will be online and have lots of vehicles in it. It's like a sci-fi version of an RPG.
I bet you're going to play it, aren't you?
Possibly, but I don't know about making a fan site for it. We'll just have to wait and see until that comes out. But
Have they announced?
No, most of it's only been through wiki stuff and domain registrations and trademarks. So we'll just have to wait and see when they announce it or what's going on with it, you know? So that was from Ren. Okay, next one, Brad. Lee.
Okay. Don't know why every time I hit it. Right. As we know, JAGX recently unbanned Warren's main account, NMR7. Do you think he's getting their sanity back? If so, do you think they'll unban more unfairly licked accounts? That's
licked?
Unfairly banned accounts. That question is from Dr. Bob.
What do you say?
I don't know. I mean, Warren wrote a letter in, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I think if you went to that level of explaining that you were banned,
and it was a 6-page letter too.
Shit, you must have no life.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think if you went to that length, they probably would.
Yeah, and if it was nothing that bad, if you were banned unfairly, would you go visit them and explain it?
If I was banned unfairly, I'd say, screw you, I don't care that much about you.
Creepy said if he was banned unfairly, he'd go there and lay in front of Andrew's car.
Yeah, well, he's a crazy motherfucker. Everybody knows that.
I don't know. I really don't think JAGX any more sane than they were last week or the week before that or the month before that. I just think it was because he sent the letter and somebody who was actually nice and in the Christmas spirit actually read it. So that's what my thought is on that. Unless they have another incident. Remember that time when the appeal system was screwed over?
And everyone was getting unbanned.
Yeah.
Even if they'd been banned like for quite right thing.
Yeah, that was funny. Anyways, that's that. From Dr. Bob. We'll take the last one together and I'll take this next one. So, Shane, what was the first type of coding you started with from Cool Dude 68N? Do you know what I first started with?
No.
I started with C++.
Okay.
Yeah, I started with C++. That's because the school I was with earlier, they were still using C++ for the AP exams and then switched over to Java, so that's how I learned C++, because before Java was used for the AP exams, they used C++, so that's why I learned C++ and Java. Thank you, Cool Dude. Who's in TeamSpeak right now? Final question, Brad, read it, please.
The sandbox dilemma. Hide it?
From Gonchar.
Sounds like a cryptic question.
I think we both know what he's talking about, though.
Yeah, I don't think you should hide the sandbox.
Yeah, I can say with certainty that the sandbox won't be getting removed or hidden or anything, because it was originally... If you read the description on it, it was designed to get your spam out in there. It's just people seem to like spamming, so... There's no,
it's become
there's
a little
no
bit of a, what's the name? It's become like RSVNB, sort of might become known for its sandbox.
Oh, wow. At least we can get all the people who aren't allowed to spam at other sites to come there, you know? I don't know. It's pruned weekly, so if topic's not popular, it can go. And also, if you make a topic in there in the sandbox that you feel has been... evolved, so to speak, you could always ask for it to be moved to another forum, like RuneScape discussion or non-RS discussion, you know? So, that could always be done, but I don't think it'll be being hidden, eh?
No, it won't.
Okay, on to tech news. Time for Brad to take his weekly nap, so here we go.
Good night, people.
Windows Vista Service Pack 1 release candidate is now publicly available. You can download it at this long, cryptic Microsoft URL. For those of you guys using Vista, I still haven't tried Vista. Jury's still out on it for me, but I don't know. What do you think about
Vista?
I've
tried Vista.
You did? I've never tried
Vista.
But anyways, you can download the service pack as it's a release candidate and give it a try. But as always, it's a release candidate, so be careful. Something might happen with it, so there you go. You can also access the download for XP Service Pack 3 via registry hack if you want. If enough people ask, we'll post a link for that later on, but I don't know. I think XP is a pretty mature OS, and basically, there was this. Did you see that thing on Dig the other day about where Microsoft was doing a survey and giving away free copies of Vista Ultimate?
No.
Basically, they were giving copies of Vista Ultimate away if you did the survey. So, does that mean it's not selling well? I don't know, but who knows? But then they yanked the offer once it got to Dig, so that's kind of funny. But I like Vista. I don't know how to describe it. It's just not the operating system it should be to do what it has to do. Like, it does security well, but it's a little too tight. It's like belt and suspenders and a necktie that's so tight around your neck. You know when you ever wear ties, Brad?
Yes, occasionally.
Yeah, so when you it's like so tight around your neck, you can barely breathe and talk.
That's you strangling yourself. Like.
Yes, I am. You get
good.
The idea of
this.
You strangle around.
Yourself. Finish yourself off, Shane. Go for it. Yay,
no.
Shane's dead.
No, I'm not
Ding
dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Okay. Next story. Western Digital DRM'd hard drives won't let you share MP3, DivX, and other media files. That's what they say. It's not the case. All you have to do to make sure this doesn't, you're not caught by this, is don't install the software that comes with it and just use it as a drive. Do you think it's a good idea for them to be hiding this kind of software, Brad, on an external hard drive to prevent you from sharing files across the network?
I really have no opinion on this.
Okay, so you're saying you'd have no opinion if you had a collection of MP3s on your network computer and you couldn't share them between your computers?
I wouldn't care.
Okay. Anyways, that's that. Just don't install the software and it'll act as a regular drive, so. That's on the Western Digital MyBook 1 TB drive. Those ones are new. So, some examples of band extensions are MP3, DivX, AVI, WMV, and QuickTime files, and other copy protected formats. We get the iTunes store in movie store in Canada. Do you ever buy stuff off the iTunes movie store, Brad?
No, I've never bought any movies or TV shows off iTunes.
We got really bad ones here, like all these Made in Canada shows. They're like like it's just saddening that we don't have mainstream shows on iTunes here yet. But we do have hockey, so if you're in Canada,
hockey,
like actual games. Like if you're in Canada and you're interested in this, take a look and see, because for instance, right now all we have in our TV store is let's see. We have shows like Robson Arms, Drawn Together, The Rick Mercer Report, South Park, Instant Star, Stanley Cup Classics, Corner Gas, Degrassi, The Next Generation, Canadian shows, you know? Little Mosque on the Prairie. Have you ever heard of any of these?
No, I'm just nodding and saying yes.
Okay.
And I hope you'll shut up.
Like, for instance, you could buy the Flyers versus Sabres Stanley Cup Finals from 1975. Flyers versus Oilers, 1987, Game 7. Canucks versus Rangers, 1994. Flyers versus Red Wings, Game 4, 1997. So, yeah.
No one cares.
What, you don't like hockey?
No, it's just stupid sport.
Oh, God, Brad. We'll call you Bradlina then. Okay, Bradlina. Last piece of tech news is that the PHP V3 Gold has been released. So PHP V3 is out now. Yay, finally. So over Christmas break, we'll be working on that here at RSBNB to figure out what's going on with it and start the process of moving over. It won't be overnight, but we will start working on it. I guarantee you that. So yay for PHP V3. This has been in beta and development since we first started RSBNB 3 years ago, which is pretty sad. And they've had like 8 release candidates, and wow. I don't know. Would you rather use Envision?
Again, I don't really have an opinion on it, but it'll be good to go over to PHBB3.
Yes. Okay, that's all I have for tech news this week. On to rants. We don't really have many good rants this week because the rants forum has turned into, as you can imagine, a huge circus with rants about this week's updates. So we got 2, a short one and a long one. You can take the first one.
I continue to see forum mods locking threads that are very constructive and hiding posts that are breaking no rules. I find it increasingly amusing, especially when they all post that we should leave constructive feedback when we already are. Not to mention the simple fact, why bother posting constructive feedback anymore? We've been doing that on the whole since 12th or the 10th, but it just hasn't changed the single... But has it changed the single-minded opinions of Jagex? Not really. You see how unpopular their ideas are, but they don't care. They continue to lock threads and hide posts, even when they're constructive, simply because they state that we, the players, want the Borderlands return to its former glory and for the continuation of the free market. So to the Jagex mods, keep locking threads and hiding posts, because the owners of these threads were the people who were still undecided about quitting. The fact you're being so stubborn and foolish and trying to silence them will force them to quit. And to forum mods, who have been doing the same thing Jagex mods have, stop being the pawns of Jagex. You've worked hard to become moderators. Wouldn't it be a shame if there were so few members left because of updates and arrogance that they release some of you of your duties, or that the game, without hundreds of thousands online at any point, is so boring you quit as well? You should be stepping up and trying to better the game. You play the game. Jagex mods don't, and they don't listen to us. You need to start fighting for what you truly believe, not just what Jagex instructs you to believe. Side note, you locked my thread for no reason, but the title...
Well, you don't need to read that. I just accidentally pasted that.
This entire paragraph? Or?
Yeah, that entire side note thingamajig.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah. That's what I find with these RuneScape mods, like the general player mods, like the suck-up ones, you know? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Hmm.
Like, it's like they just, like, they're so, like, they'll do whatever Jagex wants them to do. And same with the forum mods, you know? Like, they'll just do what Jagex says without question, report for things that they say to report to, and, like, it's just, like, they just, it's like they get brainwashed or something, you know?
Well, of course, because, I mean, they're in they are mods. If they didn't do what Jagex said, they probably wouldn't be mods for much longer, would they?
Well, they're just too... I wouldn't do half the things that they told me to do. Like, I just keep...
That's why you'd never be a mod, because you wouldn't do what they said.
No. I mean, like, if they said, like, on the forums report, people who are saying that the game is bad and delete their posts. I wouldn't do that. That's called freedom of speech.
And because you wouldn't do that, you would never get made a mod.
Exactly.
Or if you did, you wouldn't keep it for very long.
Exactly.
JagX wanted people to do that dirty work. Anyway.
Just like we hired you to do that.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know whether they actually are hiding posts, but it seems like something JagX would do, completely ignoring. They always say, oh yes, we want constructive feedback, we want to know what you think. But in the end, they all do what they want.
That's just like how the first topic disappeared, you know?
Yeah. And they were like, oh yes, we're still reading it. Yeah, right, but they just deleted it.
So yeah, there we go on that one. I don't know. But okay. Well done, JagX. With all the new changes, I don't have to worry about my kids or grandkids getting ripped off in trades anymore. Even better, instead of relying on charity, they can learn the benefits of working towards their goals and making their own living. This is the best update ever, JagX. Thank you. You've made a 102-year-old man very happy.
Okay, I doubt that person is actually a 102-year-old man posting that. If he actually is, I hope he dies soon, because he's obviously completely ignorant of the game and how any part of it works.
Aren't all old grandparents like that, though?
He's probably senile, actually, if he's 102. There we go.
Would your grandparents post something like that? If they use the internet? Do they use the internet?
They don't use the internet. No, they don't even use computers.
So would they post something like that if they did, you think?
No, because my grandparents aren't mentally retarded.
Do they like you?
Of course they like me.
Oh, so you're a liked grandson. That's good.
Oh, what? You aren't?
No. That's a topic for another day.
Poor Shane.
Anyways, I guess we're on to other things, eh? Okay. Christmas schedule and questions for the Uncorked episode, which Brad came up with. You can still post on those, Brad. Maybe you want to say something about quality of posts?
Oh, well, I think a few people are starting to get the idea. So things seem to be going in the right direction. So if
keep
not,
going,
we can make...
post on there and keep going.
Worst comes to worst, we can just make up our own things to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
If it has to come to that.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of which, because of that, I took in extra questions this week. So if your question that you posted did not get answer, you can just wait until next week, because there won't be a question topic next week, because I need the global announcement space for that other topic. So I'm going to use the rest of the questions from this week next week. I hope that makes sense. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Christmas event schedule will be announced this weekend. No more drop party canceled due to JX's little trade decision there, which is pretty sad, but oh well. Skill of the Month update. Let us take a look here at the Skill of the Month update, and wow, we've got it pretty close. Last night, as of midnight, Bib User was ahead of Connor by about 108k experience.
Ooh.
So, I don't know. Who's going to win? What do you think?
I have no idea.
I'm putting my bets on Kelsey. Okay, Connor says he's ahead now. But I'm putting my bets on Kelsey.
You're crap at betting.
Why? I have more stats knowledge than you do.
Yes, because that really helps you in games of chance.
Yes, it does. So,
moron.
I don't know, I'm betting on Kelsey. Who are you betting on?
I'm not betting on anyone, because okay. I'm not a betting person.
So what have you been up to, besides your birthday party?
The usual college work.
Some RS?
No, I haven't actually played since the update on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, so what did you do for your birthday?
I went to work.
No. When you got home.
I went out to lunch.
Uh-huh.
With my girlfriend. Then this evening I had a family party and all my family came around and crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going out tomorrow night as well.
What'd she get you?
She got me a book I wanted.
Oh, that's good.
Quite a nice book, actually.
Anything else?
Yeah, she gave me some money as well.
Oh, yeah.
I told her not to.
What'd she get you last year?
Fuck yourself.
Look at what they said in the channel.
I don't want to. I'm scared. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. I'm not. Yeah, no comment. I'm not comfortable answering these questions.
Look at his face.
I'm not comfortable answering these questions. Please, let us continue on.
Okay, I've been studying for finals, doing finals, and woodcutting.
Have you been doing that, Shane?
Huh?
Have you been doing that? What have you said?
No, no, no.
Shut up, Shane. I don't laugh like that.
Yeah, I've been studying for finals woodcutting. I think I'm about 90, just about 90k away from level 95 now, so yay!
Yay!
Yeah, so I think we're done for this week. This has been RSBMV Update, episode 130 for Thursday, December 13th, 2007. See ya, everyone.
Adios. Bye.